T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station.
That's why I can't call this a full rebuild, because of the presence of players that you talked about, Ryan. A full rebuild is you get rid of everybody. But I think, in a way, Farhan realizes the prudent thing at this point, I don't have a lot of guys I can bring up. So he's got one foot in each camp. Yeah, we're going to rebuild the minor league system. In the meantime, hey, everybody, well, who knows? Maybe we'll have a July like we did last year.
No, and the other part of this, too, is what were some of the best stories of last year? Yastrzemski, right. Solano, right? Now, the only reason that those guys were even
Dickerson.
On the roster... Yeah, Dickerson. The reason that those guys were on the roster is because those were, like, available positions on the roster.
That's
so
what he's doing.
If Brandon Belt isn't at first base anymore, maybe you could find the solution at first base. I don't know who the solution is at first base. I can just tell you right now who it isn't.
Then you're doing it backwards. If you have the solution, then you get rid of Belt. You don't get rid of Belt and then try to find the solution.
No, see, I think that what happened in the outfield in particular... Farhan's hand was forced in the sense that he just didn't have any bodies. I mean, Mack Williamson, Austin Slater, I mean, none of these guys worked out, so he had to go get creative, and that's what Farhan does best, right? Find those diamonds in the rough. You telling me you can't find somebody that can play first base for the Giants that can hit the ball better than Brandon Belt right now?
Probably can't.
See, I disagree. That's how bad I think Belt is. He's awful.
Okay. Then you have to tell me who they have. Or have access to.
Look, I didn't
because
know.
Because that, no. Because that's
Hold
the
on.
Answer to the question.
That's
though.
His job. And I didn't know that Alex Dickerson or Mike Yastrzemski or Donovan Solano were solutions potentially, because I had no idea who the hell those guys are, because that's not my job. But that's Farhan's job. I can tell you who's not the guy. It's Brandon Belt right now. And really, if I'm being real, it's Buster Posey behind the plate. The good news is I might even be able to tell you who that guy is behind the plate. Probably Joey Bart.
888-957-9570. Nathan and Davis on 95.7 The Game. Hello, Nathan.
Mr. Gleason, Mr. Kolsky, Mr. Ratto.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call today, guys. I do believe it's a full rebuild. And I'm against what Fortin Ball in the morning called for going out to get Castellanos. That doesn't make sense. Why are you going to pay a guy for him to come here and waste his prime years hitting the balls into the marine layer at Oracle? The second point I had was, do you gentlemen remember a team that had as much cap space relative to the team like the A's with such a low cap space going through such a long rebuild? Thanks for taking my call. Take your comments off the air.
Well, there's no salary cap, so there's that.
Yeah, there's no.
I know what he's talking about, though. I mean,
look around. I mean, you know. The Miami Marlins have 2 championships, and the rest of their existence has been one long rolling rebuild.
Yep.
You know, the Chicago White Sox won a World Series in
2005. Yeah.
They've been rebuilding ever since. The Tigers, you know, I mean, every team goes through this. Some teams go through it for a very long time. This, by baseball standards, is a short period of time to be unwatchable. And it's been 3 years. That's all it's been. It just that time goes slowly when you think you should win World Series in even numbered years.
I think you can make the case that the fastest path back to contention is the total tear it down. And for whatever reason, the Giants don't want to do that. Maybe it is because they don't have the young players to bring up. But clearly, they're respecting the commitment that fans have. They're respecting the fans' adoration of players like Crawford and Belt, not Belt so much, although I'm a big fan, and Posey.
Why are you such a Belt fan? I'm just curious. I'm not trying to cut down your road.
Well, because I just think, and I know last year didn't have a great year, but I think he's been undervalued by a lot of fans typically. I think he gets on base a lot. He hits with power, and he's a good defensive first baseman. And I know he's not Will Clark, but I think there were years where they were a really good team where he really contributed to that. And I just think people have this idea. I don't know about you. I'm not saying you. Mm. But he needs to hit 300 with 30 home runs, and he's never done that. okay, but he's had some years where he's been really productive, and I think that's why the Giants gave him the contract they gave him.
Yeah, and I think the Giants, there was quite a few reasons why they gave him the contract they gave him. None that I totally agreed with, but for the longevity and the dollar amount, I don't think anybody was going to be beating down Brandon Belt's door to give him that kind of a contract. But I don't need a first baseman in the modern-day baseball era that we're living in that goes up there looking to draw walks. I just don't. Like, first base, third base, right field, left field. Need those to be places where guys are looking up there, going to put the ball in play, and in particular, in the far reaches of the ballpark. And Brandon Belt, for whatever reason, doesn't go up there looking to do that. How many times have I seen Brandon Belt look at a called third strike, slump the shoulders over, and say, oh, I don't know, ump, I got a better eye than you. Get the lumber off your shoulder. And I think with Belt in particular, it's been a bunch of things. Because you're right. I mean, he's been...
He had a bad year last year. He had his worst year last year.
He did. He did.
One bad year.
Well, but, you know, you culminate that with the injury troubles over his career, the bad body language, and honestly, I do think he's gotten a disproportionate amount of the blame based on his production, but it just would seem if ever a team just needed a new first baseman, and that's the thing, like, if the Boston Red Sox ain't feeling their first baseman, he's out, and if they got to eat some of the money, then that's the case. The Giants were number five in payroll last year.
This is a bad year to use them as an example after the Mookie Betts trade, though. I mean, but
okay,
I understand
but you know
your
what I'm
point.
Saying. Yeah. With Pablo, okay, the Yankees or the Dodgers. I mean, if any one of these other teams who the Giants fancy themselves swimming around in that pool with, in the big boy pool, that's how big boy moves get made. And the Giants haven't been willing to do that. I just feel like Farhan's got an edict from up top, from the whoever the hell owns the Giants, the conglomerate, that he's not allowed to spend money.
But getting rid of somebody doesn't accomplish anything in and of itself as much
as
it
does. It gets him out of here.
But you're not any better for that.
Well, you're never going to be better with him at first base. See, I'm more of like, if you got a cavity, like, I'm not so much worried about the hole in my mouth afterwards. I'm more worried about the fact that I don't have that damn nagging tooth anymore. You know what I mean? Like, we'll deal with the hole in our mouth later.
That's the cavity, isn't it?
No, but you rip the tooth out. That's the point. Get rid of the tooth first. And then we'll figure out how the hell we're going to fix it.
Huh. All right. That's an interesting strategy.
Yeah. Well, it's not a strategy. It's I'm going to scratch the itch even if it opens a wound on my back.
Okay.
No, because that's how you find Mike Yastrzemski and Alex Dickerson and Donovan
Solano.
Do you
honestly think that Mike Yastrzemski or Alex Dickerson are going to be on this roster in 2 years?
He made me happier. All three of those guys made me happier than Brandon Belt did last year. And I'm not even a Giants fan.
If this is a rebuild,
clearly you are, because you don't get to be this incensed.
No, it's just maddening.
About a relative nonentity at first base on a team you don't care about.
Well,
you care about them.
I cover them, so I have to care about them.
No,
I'm
you
just
don't.
Not
That's
looking
forward. Absolutely not so.
Hold on. I'm not looking forward to doing 4 hours a night this summer talking about the Giants suck out loud every night. I'm just.
Well, are you planning to relocate?
No.
Okay.
And I hope they're not planning to relocate me.
Okay.
Yeah.
The point is, you know,
it's going to be rough.
You're
here.
Way too passionate about a subject where you already know the answer. The answer is they're playing him because they don't have a better answer. And
Find
Nick Castellanos doesn't want to be here.
Right. You in Cincinnati.
I mean, the fact is, the only way
sleep.
Out of this for them, the only way out, is to develop a farm system that can find better first basemen and better shortstops and better catchers and better center fielders and whatever else you're looking for, then that takes time. And basically, Farhan Zaidi has been at this for 13 months.
Okay, we have our answer then. Even though they brought back Hunter Pence, the Giants are probably going to be boring. We disagree about what to do about that, but we've reached a consensus.
Yeah,
the big story, though, in baseball, of course, continues to be the Houston Astros and sign-stealing. So let me ask you this. We touched on this earlier. If Bonds has been kept out of the Hall of Fame for PEDs, should Jose Altuve be kept out of the Hall of Fame for his involvement in the sign stealing? I know, Ray, you earlier said you don't know if he will be, but you don't think he should be.
No, because I think the history of the game is the history of the game. The Hall of Fame should be about the history of the game. And whether or not you like Jose Altuve, he's done what he's done.
However he's done it.
However he's done it. Because if baseball was that offended by the – and I'm making a narrative in which he's a much worse guy than he is right now. If he has performed and baseball has allowed him to perform for, say, 15 years, and you think for five of those he was getting signs illegally, and people decide he's in the Hall of Fame, he should go in the Hall of Fame. And then when you walk little Tad through the halls in Cooperstown, you can point to the plaque and go, that guy's in the Hall of Fame, but he cheated. That's a right you get to have as a parent. And you can do that if you want. And if you want to walk little Tad through the halls of Cooperstown, and you go, that's Jose Altuve. He was my favorite player, even though people say he cheated. You get to do that, too.
Hey, yeah. Sidebar, and I'm not going to argue with you on this. I'm just curious. Right now, Jose Altuve, I think 9 years, 3 batting titles, a World Series championship, an MVP. Is he a Hall of Famer now?
No.
No,
I think he's close, but
okay, well, no, he's got more years to do this.
Yeah,
obviously, but yeah, if he walked away today, would he go in? I say no, but you know, it's like with Altuve, did he need to cheat to win or to be great? No, just like Barry Bonds. I mean, before Barry Bonds' head grew 4 sizes, he was tracking to be a Hall of Fame player. Barry Bonds was already great; it just made him went from a great player to like the greatest hitter of all time. Like, this stuff enhances their career. I don't think it defines it. The problem is when you have that on your resume, like Bonds and Clemens do, then you leave yourself susceptible to that. I don't really think there's any – it's hard to figure out what baseball – the group that can vote on the Baseball Hall of Fame determines to be worthy and not.
Ray knows guys, a bunch of those
well,
guys.
No, that I know,
tells
I know.
A lot
but
right
I am
there.
A bunch of those guys. Yeah, exactly. But, like, you know, Pudge Rodriguez is in the Hall, okay? Pudge Rodriguez, I think it's pretty widely accepted that he took juice, but, like, that's okay. But Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens aren't. It's arbitrary to me. It seems to be on a case-by-case basis. So it'll be interesting when a lot of these guys, because let's say, you know, Bregman and some of these guys, they go on to have great careers. Like 4 or 5 of these Astros are tracking that way. Like they could have incredible Hall of Fame worthy careers.
They should go in the technology and stuff Hall
right,
of Fame.
Well, keep all of them out. Right? Yeah. Because can you really discern then at that point, can you be picky and choosy, or is there just a marker through the 2017 Astros? And then what about like the pitchers who clearly they weren't the benefactor in the sense that, you know, they weren't batting. They didn't know what pitchers were coming, but they were a benefactor because their offenses were better yeah. and it enhanced their team's performance. So
they didn't knowingly cheat, but that Ray, I apologize. I shortchanged you. You're a Hall of Fame voter. I apologize.
No, you didn't shortchange.
And I think I'm just pissed that the caller called me Kolsky a little while ago. I'm still pissed about
957-9570.
Well, then why don't you get off your ass, go to Kolsky's house, and do something about it?
Wow.
Now you got me fighting Kolsky. He'd probably take me, actually.
Drew and Concord, 957
the
game.
That's a price I'm willing to let you pay.
What's up, Drew? How are you, Drew?
What's happening, boys?
Hey.
Just schooling Ratto.
I don't know what is going on with the Giants. Like, they are... It's pathetic right now. I agree with you. You got to cut that dead weight and move on.
Thank you.
But you're saying you don't want to watch 162 games and talk for 4 hours every night about it? Well, I got some good news. There's a much better team across the bay right now that you guys are free to talk about anytime you please.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Drew.
Without question.
Absolutely. I agree.
And that team really has a gripe when it comes to the Astros.
San Jose Earthquakes, baby. Home opener.
Oh, no. Come on.
29th, Toronto FC. Let's go.
Oh, no. Toronto FC, they're terrible.
They're not, though, actually. Actually, they're not,
I'm not a
Whitey.
Big fan. Well, I think they're vastly overrated.
Can't talk about the Sharks right now. Good Lord.
You couldn't spell Toronto FC.
Not important. That's really,
don't get caught up in the semantics.
That's really not germane right now. Ray?
They've had a pretty good run.
Toronto FC?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ever heard of Josie Altidore? Bradley?
I think they're in a weak division.
Get out of here!
Trying to take a whack at that.
The fact that it's not a division,
yeah,
sets you.
That's just the way I look at it.
Hey, let me ask you guys this: regardless, independent of the memorandum that Bob Manfred's been cooking up at the office for about 6 months now,
right?
How much pushback do you really think will be happening around Major League Baseball as far as guys on the Astros getting headhunted and getting plunked?
Let me tell you this, and this doesn't matter, but if I were a pitcher, I would definitely hit one of them, and I'm not saying I'd throw it. I want to kill him, but I mean that's baseball. If players had been allowed to police themselves, I'm not sure this ever would have happened. But if I know that I'm going to get suspended, it's like if I'm a guy on the A's, or I don't know if they play the Dodgers this year, but I'm hitting somebody. I mean, you got it. It's like I'm sorry. It's wrong.
Just
wrong.
It's sorry.
Wrong not to hit him.
Okay,
in the hip, in the fanny. It's
I'll tell
wrong
you what. All right,
him.
Then. You get Sean Manaea, and he gets to throw to Jose Altuve.
Okay.
I'm Justin Verlander. I'm going after Matt Chapman, and I'm not particular where the ball goes. You ready to make that trade?
The baseball bylaws, the unwritten law says I get to hit you for what you did, and then we're done. You don't get to throw at me again because you have wronged everyone, and you know it. And I'm going to hit you and plunk you and exact my pound of flesh, and you don't have the right to come after me again. That's baseball.
That, really?
Yes.
That, you think that's how it works, huh?
It's how it has worked. I can't
honestly
say.
It's not how it's
say.
Worked.
It has. There have been times.
Why?
We saw this when the Cardinals played the Giants, and who was it? It was Holiday took out Scudero at second base. Yep. And then what happens? He gets up, and Matt Cain plunks him. And that was that. There was a time when those were the unwritten rules, and people actually abided by them.
I'm about to disillusion you.
Lay it on me.
Every bench-emptying brawl in the history of baseball was because somebody didn't follow your arcane unwritten rule.
Well, that's on
you
them.
Throw
I
at
still
my
gotta...
guy. The history of baseball is you throw at my guy, and you hit him in the hip. I'm throwing at your guy, and I'm aiming for the shoulder. And if I slip a couple inches up higher, oops.
Yeah.
Trust me, you don't want to go felony for felony.
Well, if it depends who we're playing. If it's an American League game, I'm going to do it because then I don't have to go to the plate. If it's an interleague game, I may think twice about
it. So this is about you imagining you're the pitcher.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, the only person that has the unwritten rules, like the official copy is Madison Bumgarner anyway, and he keeps that pretty close to the vest. It lets us know when somebody's violated
said I know
rules.
We're joking,
no, he lets
but
us know when one guy has violated. Yeah.
Seriously, Ray, and obviously you disagree, but I do think there are players. I mean, I'm taking my cue from the players here. So many of them are so upset. I wouldn't be surprised if some of them decide, look, I got to do it, whether they should or not. Whether that's foolhardy.
They owe it to the game.
I wouldn't be surprised if some of these guys say, I got to do it. And I'm not saying hit somebody in the head. I mean, I think we've seen that in the past.
Yeah, I think we're going to – if you start doing that, I guarantee you Dusty Baker is not going to sit there and go, well, you guys were bad, so you're just going to have to take that one. He's going to sidle up to Verlander, and he's going to go, I think you know what needs to be done here. And it will get done, and then you will get Rob Manfred's worst nightmare. 3 more weeks of talking about the Astros.
Dusty's old school.
I guarantee you.
Dusty obeys the unwritten laws, and he knows he's got it coming. That's why he's already gone out of his way.
He doesn't have anything coming. He's trying to win a World Series.
I know, and I'm
rooting for him. He couldn't care less about what happened in 2019. He wasn't there for it. No, I guarantee you that Major League Baseball, that memorandum is not going to be just a memorandum. Every day before every Astros game until this blows over,
I know.
The home plate umpire is going to open the game by rubbing up a baseball, rolling it to the mound, standing for the national anthem, and then pointing to each dugout and going,
issuing
you've both been warned.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It's great.
Really?
Why do you want this?
Well, I'll tell you what I don't like about your scenario, although I know that it could happen. And then it does happen sometimes. We've seen it where somebody's been warned, and you've got umpires now, and they don't understand the unwritten rules. Of course, you can't find them anywhere because they're not written down. And then somebody will accidentally hit somebody in a situation where they didn't mean to, and then they're gone. And I just think it's important to let the players police each other to a degree. We'll circle back to it. Let me talk to Rob, 888-957-9570. Rob in Oakland, 95.7 The Game. What's up, Rob?
Hey, thanks for having me on. You guys are having a great discussion, and it sparked me to ask a question to Ralph specifically. Hey, so couldn't Manfred say, okay, I don't have enough to punish the players, even though we all have our suspicions and we feel strongly about that, but I don't have enough to punish the players. Couldn't he just strike the record from the World Series winning, 2018, 17, whatever? Couldn't he just do something about the record of taking the championship away?
He could try, but the last guy who did that was Ford Frick when he put an asterisk next to Roger Maris, and the outcry was so loud and so angry that they took it off. You can't change – when you try to change history, basically you're the Communist Party in the 1950s.
You're just saying God.
What you saw, you didn't see.
Rob, here's what your namesake, Rob Manfred, had to say about that to Carl Ravitch of ESPN.
It was something that we talked about and analyzed extensively. It was a big topic of conversation between me and my senior staff.
Yeah, we talked about it a lot. Boy, we didn't do it, but we talked about it a lot.
Once you start down that road, and this is the last piece of it, once you start down that road, where you stop is a really difficult thing to figure out. Do you go back and, you know, every individual game, every series where someone, for example, broke the rules by using steroids, do I have to go back and clean all that up? It's just an impossible position to be in.
In other words, it's too hard. It's just really hard to do. But I agree with Ray, I think, in this case, and I think you disagree, Ryan. I think they're right to leave the championship intact or to let them keep the title?
Yeah, it's the scarlet letter that it is. I don't know. I mean, look, I get it. I understand the not wanting to rewrite history, and it happens, so it's better to just move on. It's just really easy. I mean, what is it? It's a record book. Like, Reggie Bush lost a Heisman Trophy, and I think Reggie Bush got screwed and all that. History doesn't remember Reggie Bush as the Heisman Trophy winner. Now, most football fans do. And if Astros fans want to continue to recognize the 2017 team as the championship team, you're not going to take away all the memories when you brought little Tad to the ballpark. Was it Tad or Thad? Tad? Tad.
Come on.
Brought Tad to the ballpark. Sorry. Wrap this up. Sorry. When you brought Tad to the ballpark.
I'm losing interest, and I'm in the room.
Oh, Ratto. But either way, like, it's something so easy that Major League Baseball could do, and it's so obvious based on Manfred's comments right there. He had no interest. Oh, I talked to my senior staff. You're the commissioner.
Let me tell you something, mister. We talked about it. Yeah, that's like, oh, I'm going to talk to you. I talked to your father. We're not doing anything, but let me tell you, I talked to your father. Yeah.
You guys have a bizarre faith in this guy's power.
I don't think I do.
No, I think you do.
He's the commissioner.
I'm just offended by
his. Yeah, and you know what a commissioner gets to do?
Suspend people, take championships away if he so decrees it. Yeah, I do.
By the way, I'm with you on this, Ray. I don't want him to take away.
No, I know that. Yeah. But the point is, he's a servant of 30 guys who don't want any of this to happen. They don't care. They don't want to be the next owner who loses a championship. And they would rather eat the tainted title than have to put up with what the Astros are putting
up. I'm not implying for one second that Rob Manfred wants to do any of that.
No.
Should he is another question.
Absolutely not. I don't want Major League Baseball telling me what I saw. I mean, they're already practiced at lying. I trust them as much with this process as I trust the NFL to take care of domestic violence.
You're right.
They stink at it. So don't give them that level of power. It's up to you as individuals to say, I know that they won the championship, but I hate it and I hate them. That you get to do. And you should do that if you believe that. Run wild with it. But don't change history just because it's inconvenient for you.
888-957-9570. Mustang Matt in Discovery Bay. What's up, Mustang Matt?
What's up, guys? So I've been sitting on the couch watching MLB Network all day, and I've been hearing all this stuff, and there was one thing that popped out to me that just made me want to throw something through my television. And here's what it was. We had Correa say that they won the World Series fair and square. That couldn't be a giant, like, bigger pile of crap. I'm like, are you really standing up in front of the national media and letting everyone know that you've done this fair and square? The fact that the team is actually defending and saying that they didn't do what we already know that they did has got me furious. So the other thing that you guys have been talking about has been talking about whether or not there's going to be some retaliation, and there will be. But the other thing is you can't just take away the inner half because they decided to cheat for 2 or 3 years of baseball. So if they get plunked, they're going to get plunked. Now, I don't think they should be, like, you know, some 30-game suspension or maybe go headhunting, but they also shouldn't get a free pass because someone throws the ball inside and it hits them. They go, oh, well, you're in your division. So, you know, it looks like there's retaliation for the cheating. So I just hope that the Astros do not, in fact, try to defend themselves. They should just shut up and play baseball.
They're going to try and defend themselves, though.
Thanks, Mustang Matt.
Yeah. I mean, that's
we've seen that from Correa already. It's a terrible defense, but they're bringing it.
And it started with Jim Crane. I mean, I think I can play the cut from right here. I mean, he literally had the affronter to say they didn't impact the games.
Mr. Crane, what do you have to say to the Yankees and teams that you beat in 17?
Listen, the Yankees have had a few comments out there. You know, our opinion is, you know, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
I mean, if you're hearing it from your owner, that's going to have a trickle-down effect.
He also said it didn't affect the outcome, and then he said, I didn't say it didn't affect the outcome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was, yeah. That was not Jim Crane's finest hour.
Yeah.
No, but it's the only hour that anybody remembers from him.
Right,
and that's another point. It's that nobody knew who Jim Crane was outside the city of Houston for forever. He's owned the team for, I want to say, nearly a decade. Now everybody knows him as a man who sprouts authentic frontier gibberish. And that's who he's going to be from now on. I mean, it just, the fact that he said it doesn't surprise me. The fact that people are outraged that he said it doesn't surprise me. But I expected him to say that because I don't expect him to go, yeah, we really didn't deserve this. He's going to protect himself because he's who he is.
Yeah. On the Chilton Autobody text line, the lack of punishment has turned me away from baseball because if the Champions League can ban a team for 2 years, why can't MLB?
Because
if that's a tournament. Champions League's a tournament.
No, that's not why. It's because Major League Baseball is run by 30 owners. UEFA is not run by the owners of the clubs. Neither is FIFA. It's run by a separate committee that is ostensibly separate from those owners.
Right.
So they at least are empowered to, you know, hand
down real sanctions. Yeah.
You know, on Manchester City for basically playing fast and loose with their books. They have that power. Major League Baseball and all the other sports leagues in America are literally run by the billionaires who own those teams. And that's why there's a difference.
The conversation continues, 888-957-9570. Ryan, what would you say is the over-under on how many times between now and the end of the show Ray says, you're just going to have to eat it?
1.5.
1.5? I'll take the over.
Let's do it.
I'll take the over. Coming up, the Dodgers are very angry. That doesn't mean they're right. With Whitey, Ratto, and Covey on 95.7 The Game, this segment brought to you by Nutrisystem for Men. Now's the time to try Nutrisystem for Men. See how simple losing weight can be. With Nutrisystem, the meals come to your door. You eat the food and lose the weight. Order at Nutrisystem.com/radio. That's Nutrisystem.com/radio. Restrictions apply. Call or see website for details.
Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Data center operators can save you up to $1.4 million per year in operating costs by utilizing Supermicro's resource saving solutions. Learn more at supermicro.com/wekeepitgreen. Whitey Gleason and Ryan Covey and Ray Ratto on 95.7 The Game. Sounds like not everybody, not all baseball fans are over this whole Houston Astros sign-stealing thing yet, Ryan. I don't know. The Astros say, hey, look, come on, let's move on.
Nothing to see
like,
here.
It sounds like most fans are not ready to do that.
And you know what? I'm sure some fans don't care, and other fans are going to be outraged by this for the duration, as long as guys like Altuve and Bregman are still in baseball, the purists. And then most fans probably come down somewhere in the middle where once a regular season gets rolling and other storylines come out and our news cycle churns around. Okay, fair enough. I think Jim Crane and company could have done themselves a huge favor by actually having a semblance of contrition, like when they spoke to the media the first opportunity. And keep in mind, they had like months to prepare for this. Like they knew it was coming and they looked so ill-equipped and just, you know, Altuve reading off of a statement and Bregman, like, and the statement's like 40 seconds. Like you can't talk from the heart about this for 40 seconds. Like, so I think it only stood to make the problem worse. And then now they've kind of gone into a little bit of damage control, but hey, I'll tell you this much. Like, as a baseball fan,
yeah,
I'm really excited to watch Astros baseball, at least for the first couple weeks of the season, because I want to see the retribution.
See, it's a marketing decision.
Yeah, yeah, clearly.
The plunkage and the dotage.
No such thing as bad publicity, right?
Well, former Astro J.D. Martinez also thinks, hey, the Astro bashing, it's gotten out of hand. Can we just move on? But not all players feel that way. This today was Justin Turner of the Dodgers.
By the way, it's called the Commissioner's Trophy. So for him to devalue it the way he did yesterday is just tells me how out of touch he is with the players in this game. And, you know, at this point, the only thing devaluing that trophy is it says commissioner.
Dodgers still angry, Ray.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what else to tell you.
And they always will be.
Yeah. You know, and they have a right to be angry. I mean, I don't think they had opportunities to win anyway. I mean, it didn't seem to crush Washington's spirit, but by then, so many teams were sort of outraged by what the Astros were pulling off, and the way they were pulling it off. Because the thing to remember in all this is that Jeff Luhnow was incredibly unpopular with most of his general manager pals, to the point where, and the Washington Post did a story on this, Dave Scheinen and Barry Svrluga did a story about how many people from how many other teams were helping tip off the Nationals about how to figure out how to beat the Astros, to the point where Washington won the World Series by beating the Astros in the Den of Thieves four straight times.
Hey, think how big a scandal it would be. It's big enough, obviously. Someone mentioned this on the text line. If the Astros had won this year as well, if they'd beaten the Nationals,
then it would have been even more fun.
Yes,
no
yes.
doubt. Well, yeah. And I think there's lots of reasons to believe the Astros are still going to be very good. That's the thing.
Like, they'll probably still be cheating.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I want them to win.
Yeah. Yeah,
I absolutely. I want Dusty Baker to get a ring, and I don't care
what. Yeah, I want that
too. I don't care how much crap is smeared on it.
Actually, that's a fair take. I got love for Dusty. I hope that happens. But I also like root for the bad guys in movies and loved like heel wrestlers growing up, like Mr. Perfect and the Million Dollar Man. Those are my guys. Like I root for the bad guys.
Okay, so see, that's
I'm more inclined
factor.
To root. Yeah, I'm more
so that's
inclined
good
to root
for baseball.
I'll be honest with you. I do think they should have the World Series trophy taken away. But going forward, I love it when I love to see the reaction of teams that have to be galvanized by something like this, and when the weight of the world's piling on them and everybody's against them, I like to see how they react. And actually, I think the Astros are equipped from a talent standpoint to actually combat some of this and through it all still be very good this year. And hey, they might be in the World Series again this year.
Speaking of reaction, 888-957-9570, Pete in Emeryville on 95.7 The Game. Pete, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think the Astros, as a team, gave themselves an advantage over all the other teams they played in 17.
It's a hot take, Pete.
So I think, I know. So, but I think what nobody's talked about is the solution is to give the other teams an in-game advantage over the Astros. Not plunking people and not garbage lid banging, launching tomatoes.
Right.
But make every one of their batters start with a strike, and when they're pitching, when the Astros are pitching, they can't use an intentional base on balls.
All right.
The other teams and an in-game advantage.
Gotcha. Thank you, Pete.
You know, I've heard a lot of this.
Thank you, Skip Bayless.
On the Chilton Autobody text line and from the callers of exotic ways to punish the Astros. Then you kind of are stooping to their level. The sooner baseball can get back to doing things the way that it's supposed to be done and doing things the right way, that's when you begin to move on from this stuff. Like, you know, these like ridiculous, archaic punishments. Like, that's not good. First of all, it's never going to happen. And second of all, what does that do to dignify the game? Nothing. Like, it takes away credibility. So the sooner baseball can get back to doing things, you know, the way the rules intended and the way the game is supposed to be played, the sooner you can actually move on from this.
Well, yeah. But
Ray disagreed with me. Sorry.
Have some dignity.
Sorry.
We're just
it's far too late for that.
15 minutes away from being done.
Dignity? Oh, come on.
No,
I
mean, that's what baseball would like to do. But because they can't explain this to anybody's satisfaction, because they've done yet another half-assed investigation, like all of their others, designed to, you know, get a finding that basically makes life easier for them, they can't do that. This is a story because nobody could figure out a way to talk to fans and players alike. That's what this was. They failed at the show, which was the apology. They failed at the show of explaining themselves after they screwed up the apology. And now they're failing as an industry to let this be done. I mean, every time a player, Mike Trout today.
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything.
Never.
He talks like he's in an airlock. Which is, don't open your mouth. The air will rush out of your body and you'll implode. He was mouthing off about it today. And every time somebody says something, and while I defend their right to speak, Rob Manfred is literally putting his head in a hippopotamus's mouth.
Let's go back to Rob Manfred.
He wants to be crushed.
I'm glad you brought him up. We heard from Justin Turner today. We've already heard from Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers, who called into question Manfred's punishment for the Astros, and also said that Jose Altuve took an MVP award away from Aaron Judge. So At some point, the commissioner's going to have a good answer to something, right? At some point, he's going to come up with a good answer.
Now, speaking of Dodgers, so Cody Bellinger, Jim Crane's punishment, weak. Manfred's punishment, weak. They were cheating for 3 years. Altuve stole an MVP from Judge. They stole the ring from us. How much truth is there in what he says?
I don't agree that the disciplines were weak. I really don't. I think that the disciplines are strong enough that they will deter people from engaging in this behavior going forward. I think that you need to think about the overall context in terms of what's been done to people's reputations, what they're going to have to answer questions about, arguably for the rest of their lives. I understand Cody's passion for the game, but I don't agree with those comments.
Wow, pretty strong stuff there.
Right. Yeah. Thanks.
Ray, I know what you're saying, that it's silly for us to expect more. On the other hand, he's got to be able to deliver more. It's not like he didn't know that was coming, right?
No, he knew it was coming. He just, by answering the questions the way he does, he makes it worse.
Yes.
He makes it, I mean, that's the thing. He's got a tin ear. And when you're a commissioner and you have very little power in any other way, you'd better be able to sell what you're trying to sell. And he can't do it.
Right.
I mean, I've read people going, well, they've got to get rid of him. And replace him with what? Another Manfred?
Yeah, Rob Goodell. Roger Goodell.
Yeah, I mean, it just, he's there for one thing and one thing only, is to make sure the 30 billionaires don't kill him and eat him. That's it.
Yeah.
And expecting anything else out of him is absurd, with the single exception of, get us out of this. And the only way he can get them out of this, given the parameters of how they did this, is to be a lot better in public about what you have to say and why you have to say it.
At least just whatever you're going
to say. All you have to
say. Say it definitively. You know, don't say, well, you know, I disagree with that. I really do. Just say, I disagree. Even if you're wrong, just say, I disagree with that. Just give us something to work with. 888-957-9570. Jay in San Jose on 95.7 The Game. Jay, what do you make of these cheating Astros?
Hey, man, I'm kind of on the other side of the aisle. I have a couple of things to say about it. Here's why. So I think this Astros thing is blown out of...
I'm sorry we lost Jay, and I don't want Jay to think we hung up on him because we didn't like his answer or anything. I wanted to hear what he had to say. You know, Ray, the Little League teams in Southern California, they're not allowing any teams to be called the Astros.
Ooh.
Oh, woo!
Wow, what an empty gesture.
Yeah.
What a way to get cheap publicity for 8 seconds.
That's how they roll in SoCal,
yeah.
Huh?
Way to use your 8-year-olds as human shields for your need for attention.
By the way, you mentioned, Ray, Mike Trout, who never says a damn thing, and really could be one of the he's the best player in baseball, I think, but could also be the most marketable star if he ever wanted to go that route. But he said, I'll just give the quote real quick, it's a sad day for baseball. It's tough. They cheated. I don't agree with the punishments. The player's not getting anything. It was a player-driven thing. It sucks, too, because guys' careers have been affected. A lot of people lost jobs. It was tough. Me going up to the plate knowing what was coming, it would be pretty fun up there. See, I think that's the thing. Like, guys like Mike Bolzinger. I mean, the Dodgers got screwed out of a World Series. There's no question. But how about the guys that literally got screwed out of a livelihood?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's fair. But
you mentioned Dylan G, right, Ray?
Mm-hmm. And you could equate that to the steroid era as well. I mean, you know, the way I look at it is you got two players basically of the same level. One juices, one doesn't. Hell, the guy that took juice could even be less talented than the guy that chose to, no, I'm just going to go the right way. And then meanwhile, the guy that takes juice gets a contract, gets called up, gets more money, has a longer career, and then you're stuck riding buses, and then you ended up working at Target. I would feel pretty aggrieved by that. Now, how do you solve that? I don't know, but this isn't the first time this has happened.
No. It happened during the PED era. It happened when the color line was in place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are a finite number of jobs, and anything turns an employed guy into an unemployed guy or vice versa. I mean, I don't think you can turn back the clock and go, well, I feel awful for Mike Bolzinger. You can, but that doesn't change the fact that he's not going to get back in baseball.
You think he gets any money?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah.
So
I was curious if you had a gut feeling.
My gut feeling is no.
That's a tough one because that opens a lot of doors.
Because then you have to say, well, gee, all the other times when your ERA was over 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no, that was good enough. This one outing is the reason you're no longer playing.
Right.
You know, I think that's a hard That's hard to prove.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
Typical burden of proof, yeah.
But this is also the nature of baseball, which is it's Darwinian. It's basically, it's the...
Darwin, the former Giant right-hander?
Yeah, that's exactly what I
meant. I thought so. It's baseball. It seems like
you know what? You're no longer the worst person in this room.
Thanks, Ray. Well, actually, still, matter of fact, thanks,
don't
Dwight.
Get me wrong. Yeah. It's still me.
Yeah, I got you.
But there's a closer battle.
Also, wasn't it Bobby Darwin who was an outfielder for the Twins, I think? Anyway.
No, it's baseball has always been kill or be killed.
Bobby Darin wrote, "Don't worry, be happy."
Can I go home?
888-957-9570. Steve in San Jose. Steve's not happy with the punishment.
Don't worry, be happy, dude.
Steve, how are you?
Hey, not bad. Thanks.
Fire away, man.
Help us save this show. We've hit a rough spot here, Steve, and we turn to you in our hour of need.
Got it. So first, I want to talk about the Giants and the miles they have to go before they sleep. I read yesterday or the day before about their minor league system being number 11 in baseball now. That seems to be a step up from what it was before Farhan got there. So at least they're heading in the right direction. I know it's moving really slow.
I agree with that.
The other thing, I'm of the Astros didn't get enough punishment school. And I believe there's two reasons why. One is the Astros showed absolutely no contrition. You guys have gone over that already, from the owner to any of the players. It seemed like Reddick was the only thing that was the only guy that was actually heartfelt to me watching all that. The other thing is the number of team. Not owners, but representatives who said they would take a $5 million fine and two draft picks for a World Series any day.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Steve. They got away with it.
Here's the problem. What is punishment designed to do?
Deter.
Change behavior. The only way you change behavior here is to fine the owner commensurate with the amount of money over his average take-home that the Astros made in those 3 years. The problem is baseball's run by the owners.
Right.
I mean, that's why we brought up the financial fair play thing with Manchester City before. They can get the hammer thrown at them because they are not beholden to the owners of Manchester City.
You've touched on one of the absolute keys to this. You talk about punishment. The idea is to change behavior. That may be true when we're talking about raising children. But too often, when we're talking about professional sports, why do leagues punish players or teams? Because they want to make it look like they care, but they really don't.
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't punish executives by and large. This is one of those rare moments where this has happened.
Right.
And I mean, Jeff Luhnow, who I still believe is the guy who signed off on all of this.
Yeah.
You know, he's the one guy who probably will not get back in baseball. But Jim Crane was indemnified by the bylaws that constitute owning a team.
Yeah, and $5 million was the
only thing. That's
max.
The most they could give him.
Right.
Is $5 million. I mean, that's lunch money.
It's $2.5 billion the dude's worth.
Mm-hmm.
$2.5 billion. $5 million's nothing.
I mean, yeah, he walked that over. You know, he sent a courier with a little paper bag. Here's your $5 million.
Thanks.
Leave me alone.
888-957-9570. How about James in Sacramento on 95.7 The Game? James, you're also not happy with the amount of punishment the Astros have received?
Not at all. Thanks for taking my call, guys. The $5 million punishment, I believe, was completely offset by the fact that, you know, when the punishment came down, it was, you know, the GM being suspended and the coach being suspended, but then they immediately cut them. And basically, with the money they saved just from firing them, they were able to cover that $5 million. And then they were able to cherry-pick the best, you know, young talent from all these other teams. I believe if, you know, when the punishment came down, they should have been forced to kind of promote from within versus, you know, cherry-pick the talent. Like, they got a really good GM from the Tampa Bay Rays, you know, who was a very, very young, up-and-coming guy. But it just feels like they... I mean, the only thing that really stuck will be the loss of the first and second round draft picks for the next 2 years. And,
considering they're such a loaded team, that they can offload some of these veterans and pick up some prospects. So to me, it just feels like, honestly, much like you guys were just saying, the executives don't care, and they've just kind of lost touch with the fact that the game has been changed because of this to a certain extent.
Thank you, James. Does it matter at all in any way to baseball down the road? Does it have any negative impact that there are so many people that are upset with this?
No. I mean, ultimately, the sport has had declining ratings and attendance for a while. And if it continues to decline, I don't think they'll be able to use this as proof that they're not promoting the game well enough. That said, what's going to happen now, I think, is teams that do steal signs, they're going to have to figure out a different way to do it. And they will, because technology always wins. The same way during the PED scandal, the chemistry always won.
Technology and stuff.
Sorry.
Baseball came to this too late because it didn't want to come to this at all. I mean, they knew about this stuff 2 years ago, and they didn't want to bother. Right. And their delay caused this story to get bigger than it should have been.
Yeah.
If 2019 was the first example of this, and baseball acted the way it did, people would be a lot less pissed. They sat on this, and they sat on this, and they sat on this, the same way they sat on the steroid thing, the same way they sat on the color line, and all the other scandals they've ever had. They think the problem will just naturally go away, and a lot of times it does, but when it doesn't, they have to pay full retail for it.
And I would argue, that, by the way, just quickly, that this makes next baseball season more compelling for me.
All right.
It does.
Let's see what Dre in Oakland thinks on 95.7 The Game. Thanks for hanging, Dre. What's up?
What's going on? Hey, I don't consider myself like a huge baseball fan, and I'm pretty novice on the rules and stuff. But, I mean, the complaining is kind of annoying to me, because if there's no consequence to what they're doing, it's not cheating. So, it is, but it's not if there's no consequence. So teams just either need to cheat better or stop complaining. But I do have a solution. Why is it that signs from the catcher to the pitcher have to be visual signs? You know why a defense can't steal a quarterback's play? Because it's on audio. So why don't they just do something and get rid of it? There's no sign to steal if you're not putting it out there where some camera can get it. Other than what I think San Francisco needs to change is having run plays on one side of the playbook and pass on the other. Someone can steal that. But other than that, I mean, give them a freaking microphone. Listen, there's not going to be punishment. Get over it. Find something different to do. Stop putting the signs out there. Somebody's going to steal it. Like I said, I don't know all the rules of baseball, but that seems pretty simple to me.
Thank you, Dre. I'd never heard that idea before.
No,
audio signals.
I'd heard some of it, but I think most reaction to it has been, well, isn't that using technology now? This should be something that's done on the field.
Yeah.
Whether it's manager to catcher to pitcher or manager to pitcher, they're trying to get away from technology because technology can be bent. That's the whole point.
Yeah, I would just – if it's – I don't think we're hearing stories of teams stealing play calls, in football. So I think that might be actually a reasonable way to get around this.
I think the pitching coach should stand with two semaphore flags in the dugout and send his signals out.
There you go. Problem solved.
Or a garbage can just for a breaking ball, baby.
No, that's been done. It's a cliche.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Took us a little while, but we got that solved. Thanks for listening. Ray, thanks for having me in today. You're back tomorrow, right, Ryan?
Ray, you and I, we're going to do this all week, and I think all next week, too.
God.
Let's do it.
My despair is complete.
Do we know what's next, Nash? Fox Sports Radio Woo-hoo! Is coming up next. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. Thanks for listening to 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.